Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. And folks, I have been waiting for weeks to be able to be sitting where I am today with our special guest, who I have loved forever. Now, I'm not going to tell you her name just yet, because I just want to tell you how much I've loved this woman. I have loved her so much from the time that this one particular song came out. And then we moved to Nashville, and I run into her in a Mexican restaurant, which is one of my favorite foods, and I end up getting to sit beside her. And I literally, folks, thought that I had made it. I had actually made it, folks, when I got to sit in a Mexican restaurant beside Jamie O'Neill. How are you, Jamie?
I'm great. Thank you so much for your sweet words and for having me here today.
Thank you. Did we ever find out, is there really an Arizona?
No.
No Arizona. Folks,
not to me, anyway.
Folks, when that song, There Is No Arizona, came out, it was like the most amazing song. And I thought you were so hot.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I'm not even going to tell you the things that I thought about.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about the fact that Jamie is a multi-Grammy nominated singer-songwriter. She's celebrating the 20th anniversary of her debut album, Shiver. So she had to have been performing
it. Yes, because
like
she
six.
Made me shiver when she came out.
Yes, it was a long time ago and I was very, very young.
We all were, darling. We all were. But we have our memories.
We do.
But
we do.
What is so great, she has a brand new album out. And it has new songs, original songs, and it has some of the ones that you've been talking about that we all love. And she has partnered with some amazing women in country music today. And I think, Jamie, I would love to hear your take on this. You know, I love when I see Lauren Elena, Martina McBride, Sarah Evans.
Here we go with Sarah Evans.
I love Sarah.
Here we go with Sarah Evans. Now, everyone knows that I did a song with Sarah.
Yes.
And now she's now on your song, Trying to Find Atlantis.
Right. And I was there that night that you sang for Julie's birthday.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, do you think that Sarah came and got and teamed up with you because she wants to outdo me?
Probably. She came in all sassy into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're in a pandemic. We've been in a pandemic.
Right.
So a lot of artists like Martina and Lauren were sending me their vocals.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting back these vocals. It was like such gifts, you know, being able to listen to their singing and the way they took the song and
right.
made it their own and ad-libbed around. And Sarah was the one that, you know, hey, let's go into the studio together. And we just had a ball catching up, you know.
Sarah mm-hmm. is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've always thought she was one of the greatest voices in country music.
Yeah.
And, you know, country music's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, and country music is something that I've loved my whole life. But it's never country music radio kind of leans more male.
No, it doesn't. No. It doesn't kind of lean more male.
I'm trying to be as politically correct
well,
right here
not,
at the election.
We're not worried about that. Jamie, if I'm not mistaken, there are 5 male songs to every 1 female song on country radio, if I'm not mistaken.
And yes. Folks,
does that sound right?
We've been in a bad trend because I have to say when I was out, but I mean, when I first came out, it was Jessica Andrews and Jody Messina and Faith Hill, Shania Twain. Martina McBride, Sarah Evans, Trisha Yearwood, you know, and the list goes on. Mm-hmm. Wynonna Judd. Mm-hmm. And so we went through a trend where there weren't as many males and mm-hmm. as many males breaking. And I think maybe the trend has been broken. There's some fantastic females, Mickey Guyton, you know, yes. brand
Love
new artists
her.
Like Priscilla Block, you know, and artists, Maren Morris, Kelsea Ballerini. I mean, you know, there's a lot of great artists that are breaking through now. So I think, you know, we're going to put that behind us. Moving on.
That's it. Moving on.
Strong females are coming out.
I support so many people in country music. You know, it's, you know, Brett Young, Matt Stale, you know, so mm-hmm. many, you know, Michael Ray, you know, Jason Aldean, Luke. I mean, all these people I'm friends with, and I mean, and I love them. But what I was trying to say before Gloria Steinem interrupted me was that that country music has kind of traditionally, mm-hmm. you know, you had Patsy Cline and Loretta and Tammy and
Dolly,
you know, Dolly that were kind of, and, you know, Dolly was the one who just gave him the middle finger and said, I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And so did Loretta,
yes,
too.
Yes, Loretta yeah. did, too, and so did Patsy.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you came along, I was like, now, this is amazing. This is what country music looks like today. And I loved that. And, of course, you know, everyone knows, because I've said it on television, that I have never had committed adultery in my life since Julie and I've been together, except with Faith Hill in my mind. And so, you know, when I first met Faith at an award show, I said, you understand that you and I have intimately been connected ever since Breathe. Mm-hmm. You just didn't know it. So, you know, I looked at all these women in country music and the power that came from behind it, and you were one of those women. And, you know, to see you out here partnering up with younger women that's in country music today, I don't personally love all of the new country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of the music that we have now that's coming out, I don't think it's really that country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have
I call it pan musical.
Yes.
Because it's like the lines are blurred and it's exactly. That's why I phrased this is just that it's great that the lines are blurred and you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But where do the real country music lovers, you know, that love steel guitar and fiddle and still want to hear those rootsy instruments that's where country music came from, where do we go to hear that if it dies out and people aren't using it mm-hmm. anymore?
Right.
So it drives me crazy when I'm in a writing room with someone that says, oh, people don't write bridges anymore. Like, well, we don't have time for a bridge. What?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I'm not going to put steel guitar on this because it probably won't get played. You know, that kind of stuff to me is just crazy. It makes me mental.
It's to me, it's so disrespectful to the profession and to the talent.
And to the musicians who are sitting at home hoping they'll be hired.
Exactly. So now, but you have a daughter also that's singing as well, right?
She's 17.
Right.
Too outspoken. A pain in my ass.
We
all have those. Mm-hmm. And I love
her.
I love her to death. I have one and it feels like five. So five different personalities, depending on the day.
Yeah, well, we have five and it feels like 25.
Exactly.
So I know you've heard me talk about Rothy's and how much Chloe and I love them. So get cozy this fall with comfortable, washable, and sustainable products from Rothy. I know you've heard about the company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags. Rothy's makes carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. With many chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect pair for any cold weather adventure. It's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has over 3,000 near-perfect reviews. The newest Rothy's styles include brand new bags, masks, and the return of their best-selling merino wool shoes made from a blend of their signature sustainable thread and their softest material ever. Rothy's comes in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns. We know Chloe has navy. She has black. I have the camo. She wears them to school all the time. And I love the fact that they look great and you can throw them in the washing machine. And when they come out of the washing machine, they look just like they did when we bought them. So you know that I have always said they are a personal obsession, and Vogue has called them that as well. So That's Rothys.com/CC. Check out the amazing shoes and bags available right now at Rothys.com/CC. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. So head over to Rothys, that's Rothys.com/CC.
So, you know, what was it like, you know, singing, you know, with Lauren Elena?
It was incredible. Well, we sang together last year at the ACMs,
right,
which is what started the whole idea for me, was we sang so well together. She was amazing with ad-libbing, because some people don't like to ad-lib. So then if you get up there with them and you sing something and then they just stand there and don't do anything, you think, well, I'm not just going to keep doing it and sing all over the top of them. But she was like matching ad-lib for ad-lib. And it was like that inspires you to want to be better and to just, you know, sing your butt off. And so then afterwards, I was like, next year is the anniversary, which was this year, of the album. Would you record it with me? And she said, yes. Then she got on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. So it all got kind of pushed back. But it's like one artist like that led me to think, well, if she would do it, what about getting some other amazing female artists to sing with me on, you know, the duets? So that's how it came to be that I asked Martina and Sarah to do. And gotcha. And I picked the songs that I felt like, you know, Trying to Find Atlantis could be a hit for Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it suits her so much, you know.
Right.
And Angels could have been a hit for Martina, because
right,
I feel like it suits her so much. So, yeah, it's great.
Not only do you have, it's the 20th anniversary of from your debut, but you're celebrating 20 years of marriage.
Yes.
So 2020 has been really a big year for you in that.
It's been a bitch for everyone else, but let's go ahead and Jamie and brag.
Let me just say there's not been a lot of celebration about anything right now.
But, I mean, it's amazing, especially in the world that you live in, that we mm-hmm. all live in.
Mm-hmm.
But as an artist, you know, I think any couple that can say that they have been married for 20 years, that is an accomplishment today.
Yeah.
That's a huge accomplishment today. So not only has she had 20 years as artist or more.
How long have we been together?
Next year will be 25.
Wow.
Years. So it's been.
Now, anyone that says that Todd Chris is afraid of hard work does not know Todd Chrisley.
Right.
Because this has been some hard work.
And when you work together, you know, it's like you can get on each other's nerves, but you've learned to deal with it so much because it's every day and you just have to get past it. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Right.
So, and I think laughter, you know, I mean, my husband still makes me laugh and I know you make her laugh. So that to me is what gets you through those hard times when you just want to.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you look at, you know, the entertainment industry as a whole, relationships are hard to sustain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, some people, and again, I talk to everyone, but so many people have said, you know, it's just the temptation. You know, you're thrown into this situation. You're thrown into that one. And, you know, I think that for me, when we got married, you know, I stood in front of her dad, who's the pastor that married us. So in front of God and everyone that was there. And I vowed that I would never, you know, that I would never cheat, that, you know, I would try to be as good a husband as I possibly could. I have tried to uphold all of that except for the mental relationship that I've had with Faith Hill. You know, outside of that, I've done good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that it's so hard in the entertainment industry because, again, you are circling around so many different people. But I think for me, and I look at people like you, who's got a successful marriage, and Tim and Faith, and I look at that and I'm like, okay, you know, we've all gone through our trials and tribulations. We've had our moments. And, you know, you hadn't been in love with your husband every day that you've been married to him.
Right.
You know, you've loved him, but you ain't been in love with
well,
him.
Well, you love, but then you're like, I don't like you.
Yes.
And there's a little bit of
yes.
that.
Yes, and Julie has not liked me on many days.
Many.
But as that being said, there are days that I have not liked Julie.
Absolutely.
And
but somebody said something great to me, I thought, which is, can you imagine your life without that person?
Never.
And hell no. I mean, you think to yourself, no way. So then you know.
Jamie, you know. It literally, you know, it literally causes me to have anxiety to think about having, you know, for me to not be with Julie.
Yeah. I was listening to one of your podcasts, the one when y'all were talking about Julie's breast cancer
mm-hmm.
and So I was laughing at one thing, and then the next minute I was tearing up trying to put in my false lashes. So thank you for that. Because of the story after she had the surgery and, mm-hmm. and your little boy was laying with you
yes.
for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you get through the hard things, like we lost my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. His mom, and when you've been through those things and it makes you closer,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like anything really can tear you apart because you've been through the best times and the worst of times, you know, and you've been in the trenches. And if you can get through that, you know, and they know your heart, they know everything that's gone on.
Right.
And they stood by you, then you can last forever. And heck, we're too old anyway right now to have to go through anything.
And who the heck wants to start again?
I don't have any desire to start again.
No.
I don't, you know, we have said that God forbid that if something happened to Julie and I was left and, you know, and I had to start, you know, over again. I mean, I would have a booty call.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I would do that because
I did hear you say that.
It is a necessity. And so, I mean, I would do that, but I mean, I ain't bringing no chick home.
Right.
I ain't bringing no chick home. They ain't never going to be another Miss Chrisley because I feel like that I've only had one wife in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never find in another woman what I found in Julie. I will never find a mother like I have found in Julie. I will never find a daughter-in-law like I have found in Julie. And I'll never have a best friend like I have in Julie.
Yeah.
And so my thing is strictly going to be me contributing to community service.
Oh, my gosh. You're
and
crazy.
After that.
Men never change. They
well,
really
right. No, because, I mean, everyone
really
that
don't.
You don't use is wasted. So,
and
I mean,
see,
I
my husband had a starter wife, too.
See, he did.
I had a starter wife, too, but that bitch was not a starter. She just was not even a starter. She wasn't good in bed. She was not good in the kitchen. She didn't take care of kids. This ratchet ass hoe, she was not literally not even a starter kit. So I don't even say that I had a first wife.
Yeah.
Julie is my first wife.
Right.
But
that made you appreciate when the right person came along. 100%,
because you understand with your polite way starter wife, my starter half kit that I had, I fixed every bottle, I bathed them, I got them ready for school, and my mother cooked our dinner every night, I cleaned our house. When I married Julie, I never had to do, I mean, I helped, but Julie took the two children that I brought with me, and she started raising them, and then we had our own 10 months later after we got, what was it?
We were together a year and a half.
Yeah. And so then she had three babies that she was taking care of. And she got up every morning at 6 o'clock. She fixed breakfast. She got them dressed. She took them to school. I took a shower. I went to work. And I would watch her. And then I would come home and the house would be clean. Every bed would be made. It smelled good. And then dinner was on.
You're making me look bad. So let's stop talking now, all right?
You know what?
We've
actually had this conversation, though, because you have a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're dealing with our adult children. Which, by the way, nobody tells you how hard it is to raise
and
adult
in this
children.
Era, in this era where everything's different than what we knew, and then everything even is more so than, say, our parents. So,
right.
You know, my daughter's really outspoken, and she puts a lot of things on social media. We argue about certain things because I feel like a lot of opinions are meant to be kept to yourself, you know.
Right, that's exactly right.
And,
I need to
and
learn
also,
that.
I feel like it can be annoying if you constantly say this. Nobody cares. We've all got our own opinion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like one of those cars that are covered in bumper stickers. We get it, you know, or you want to wear the T-shirt or whatever. Okay,
right.
But now you get to put it on social media, and I just think that people don't realize it's annoying after a while, no matter what your opinion is.
Okay, so we all know that this year looks different and has looked different than any other year we've experienced. And, you know, while this Halloween may look a little different, the treats don't have to stop at candy or tricks. With a KiwiCo hands-on science and art project, your ghoulies won't go batty with boredom. Instead, they'll be inspired by KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative, creative, problem-solving crates delivered right to your door every month. No bones about it. Chloe received hers. We're super excited. We're actually going to work on her project this weekend. She has received boxes in the past and has loved them. Even Grayson received one. And that is the thing that I love about KiwiCo is that there's something for everyone, from their panda crate, ages 0 to 2, all the way to their Eureka crate, which is ages 14 to 104. So your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. While they might be unable to go to fun places, you can bring the fun activities straight to them. And unboxing a crate feels just as exciting as receiving it. I know Chloe loves to get mail, and so she loves when her crate arrives and it's addressed to her. Everything you need is inside each colorful crate, so your child can get started right away. It also encourages your child to be an innovator and be a creative thinker. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. Get real, high-quality engineering, science, and art projects for children and the kid at heart. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/cc. That's kiwico.com/cc.
I have said this before. I think that social media is the downfall of all relationships because it literally, you don't communicate.
Right.
You just get to go online and be rude to someone and you're hiding behind a fake profile anyway.
Right.
And talking shit to someone that you don't even know.
Yeah.
And then you have, and I can say this from experience, because we've got kids that are dating, they want to text all the time.
Mm.
Well, Jamie, when you and I were dating, we called each other.
Right.
On a landline.
Yeah.
We would meet up. We would have a conversation across the table.
Yeah.
Now, they
you text within the house.
Yes. Yeah. And you now know, they even fight over text messaging.
Right.
And I love to fight.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to let a damn
but
text message
But you know what? It's
it.
Hiding behind something is what it
I
is.
I call them keyboard cowboys.
Yes.
And I say couch activist, too. You're a couch activist, and I have no respect. But one good thing about social media, the only good thing to me, are you get to do things as an artist that maybe are kind of outside the box. Mm-hmm. You know, like recording a video or a dance or, you know, yourself writing a new song. You know, those things are something you couldn't have done back when I got signed. Everybody did everything for you. I didn't even know what a website was. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, use pink, you know, whatever color. I don't care. And now you're involved in every aspect. So that's kind of cool that, you know, that they put those things on Instagram or, you know, an Instagram Live where you see someone performing. I love those.
I do.
That is one thing I've enjoyed in this pandemic. Not much about it at all.
Yeah.
But I have loved watching people do live streams or performances from their house.
Pretty yes. Cool.
Or seeing how they're, I mean, I'm into interior design, so it's like, oh, look at our furniture.
I know.
What room are they going to come from today?
I know. I was shocked last night. Winona was on Watch What Happens Live, and her kitchen was amazing.
I'm trying to figure out if that's her kitchen.
She said, I mean, it was her kitchen to
Andy
Cohen.
But I mean, I know Winona's house. And I mean, that kitchen looked like it was at the Trump Plaza.
It was huge. I don't know.
And her house is, you know, is out in the country and it's a, you know,
it's a farmhouse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, well, you know, you cannot do a podcast unless Jay DeMarcus tries to walk up in here.
Yeah.
Jay, come on. Come join us, please.
Crash.
Because Jay has never missed.
Crash your house.
Jay has never saw a camera that he didn't love or a mic that he didn't want to get on. Say hello, Jay.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Jay, how does it feel to know that I have someone that's as good of a recording artist and a hell of a lot hotter in your studio?
She's better.
But Jay's got something going on tonight.
Yes. What do we have tonight?
Tonight is the debut of a little fun group I put together called The Rise Above with Jason Sheff from Chicago and Dean Castronovo from Journey. And we've had a ball just making a new record. We got a new little project coming out sometime next year. But we'll be at Marathon Music Works tonight, and we're doing a benefit for ACM Lifting Lives.
Well, that's wonderful.
Love that.
But this is not about you. This is really about Jamie and
I
Mayo.
Just came to say hi to my friends. That's all I wanted to do.
I am going to see Jay tonight. I can't wait to see you and hear you
so
and watch you. And
it's going to be amazing. I mean, you talk about that's a lot of talent.
It really
time
is.
Are you guys showing up
on stage?
I'm actually filming tonight because I wasn't asked to be a part of your band.
Taking Julie with us then. She's coming out.
You got to go and someone has to go
support
from the family
the cause.
And support. Exactly.
Exactly.
And you and I'm going to try to work with this money guy in Chicago. His name's Todd. And I'm
the Todd father.
The Todd father.
And oh, get this last name now. You got to get it right. De Benedetto.
De Benedetto. See, that tells me mafia vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes.
But
so that means
in the South, you say De Benedetto.
De Benedetto. Exactly.
De Benedetto.
So I'm going to go there and hook up with this guy so that he can bankroll me to try to get me to where I'm at least considered a musical artist.
You can do it. Anything can happen in the studio.
That's right. Miracles happen every day.
But now, Jamie, you know, you have been, how long have you actually been recording?
Well, that goes way back. When I was about 8 years old, I started singing in Texas, and by the time I was like 11, we were in Nashville, and we started recording with Mark Wright, which is weird. I've known Mark Wright since I was 12.
12, so now
you've
known him for 18
Mark Wright
years.
Then. Yeah, exactly, 18 years.
Yeah,
thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I know that number so easily.
I knew I loved you.
I know that number so easily because it's the number that I used to lie for myself.
Right. I love that.
Until his kids were older than that. Then it got a little hard.
Then it kind of got very Southern at that point. When your kids outage you, it's very Southern. So you've known him for that long.
Right. But I started recording when I was, you know, 10 years old, something like that. And I've been in Nashville since 96. This last time I was signed by Harold Shedd to a publishing deal. And then that kind of led to my record deal. And as we say in Australia, Bob's your uncle.
Because I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, Jamie has cuts from Reba, Martina McBride, Leanne Rimes, Cece Winans, and Idina Menzel. Just
Jamie,
to name
I did not know all of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I just get stuck on There Is No Arizona, and I don't go anywhere else. You know, I mean, I'm so blessed to be around so many people like you, like Jay. You know, I got to buy Reba lunch. What was it, Jay? A month ago?
Yeah.
I got to buy
Reba.
She's
amazing.
I am adverse to gingers because my half starter kit was a ginger. Mm-hmm. And so I, from that point forward, I'm like, okay, I just can't trust it.
Literally to he's so bad that Chloe, who is 8 years old, if she sees someone on TV or whatever, we can't like them.
And I've got, and my dad, worked on that.
My dad says we don't like
redheaded
people.
I was born with red hair, people. I am Irish.
I know, but darling, you color yours now, so I don't have to treat you
I
as a
I had to go blonde because when I got to Nashville, there was Winona, there was Jody Messina. There were like three or four redheads, and I said, well, hell, I'm dyeing my hair blonde. And I stuck with it.
But, you know, I think that, you know, I know so many people here, and I've been so blessed, but Reba was one of the ones that I have loved, like, ever since she started singing.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Jay gets to rub that in, you know, because he's friends with Reba. And I'm not personal friends with Reba. I mean, I am in my mind. But, you know, she was in the restaurant, and so I bought her lunch that day, and she came over and she talked to me, and I was so excited about that. You know, outside of you, she was my next big, like,
oh, sure.
Sighting.
Thank you for telling
outside
me that.
Outside of
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
So,
and I'm, Faith, of course.
Well, Faith is my wife.
Right.
In my mind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love Reba. Martina, I like Martina.
Oh, Martina's amazing.
I like Martina.
She's a little spitfire.
Yes, she is.
Don't drink with her. She'll drink you under the table, I promise.
So, Martina, what are you saying?
That's saying something.
What are you saying, Jay?
I'm still scarred from a drinking night with Martina. She drank me under the table.
And that's saying something.
I can remember being out on the road with Rascal Flatts. Now, I had been out with Kenny Chesney and the Girls Night Out Tour, and everyone was drinking margaritas, and I'd never even tried tequila. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I got to where Kenny was making these margaritas, and I was drinking them. Oh, my gosh, I love these margaritas. And so I don't know if you remember this, but I was asking you guys if you wanted to come on the bus because I was making a blender of margaritas, and Jodon looked at me like I was crazy. I said, well, just take one to go, and I handed it to him out there on the bus, and he was so young. I mean, yeah. How?
He might not have been a drinking age yet.
He probably wasn't. It was like 2001, so he would have been. He probably would have been.
He was still an amoeba.
He looked at me like I was actually nuts.
And I had not learned my lesson yet by not drinking with Martina McBride. The girl, and this is not a put down. I mean, she's a powerhouse, and she
absolutely
knows she's great.
I would watch her perform, and I would think, where is that coming from?
Yeah.
She's the tiniest little thing, mm-hmm. but where's that coming from?
If you're a business owner, you don't need me to tell you how hard running a business is. I've been there, done it. But you might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software that you've outgrown. Now's the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place instantaneously. Whether you're doing $1 million or hundreds of million in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 22,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free trial tour at netsuite.com/cc. Schedule your free tour right now at netsuite.com/cc. That's netsuite.com/cc.
Now, who is your favorite person in country music?
Well, favorite thank you. Don't person? Ask me that in front of me. Please.
It's okay. Because
who's your favorite male and who's your favorite female?
I was going to say person or singer.
Who is your favorite entertainer, male and female?
Well, Keith Urban, hands down. I'm a major Keith Urban fan. We used to perform at the same pubs back in Australia. I've always thought he was amazing.
Right.
And he commands the stage. And I mean, you know, he's, to me, got it all in the fact that he's evolved as time went along,
right.
too. You know, he's...
And he's an amazing guitar player.
Yeah, he's
amazing.
Oh my gosh. But even without his guitar, he's still an amazing presence and voice. And I just, he's one of those people that as soon as he comes on the radio, you know who it is.
Right.
Yep.
You know, just like Rascal Flatts, like you know that voice. And I think that's so important because so many people come in and they copycat or they want to, you know.
Well, I don't know. Do we even know that voice anymore? Because now we have Dan and Shay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But he was the original. He's the
right.
OG. Gary is the OG, and there's others that have sounded like him, like even Hunter, you know, sounds kind of like Gary, and Dan and Shay sound a little bit like him. But, you know, yeah, I just think it's, well, Keith Urban's my favorite male, and female, man, it's hard for me to pick. It would be really hard
but
for
I
me to pick.
But I need you to.
Well, before I came to Nashville and got to know the newer artists.
I loved Dottie West.
I did. I
God,
really did,
I
though. Martina
Dottie.
McBride was my favorite. I mean, I had
really?
Every one of her CDs.
Right.
And then going back, of course, I love Dolly Parton. Yes.
Me too.
Dolly is my, I mean, outside of you, Dolly is like one of my, she's like my.
And I think
everything.
It's amazing. Chloe, our 8-year-old, loves
Dolly
Parton.
Yeah.
It's
like loves her.
Anything about Dolly, she loves, wants to hear.
Well,
it.
Have you taken her to White Limousine yet?
We
no.
have not.
Oh,
but
she's going to love that.
I have a girlfriend, Lee, who texts me just this week and is like, we have to go to Dolly Parton's.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a bar or restaurant.
It's a restaurant. Yeah,
it's more
it's
of
really
a restaurant.
Cool.
And,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Now, who is your favorite podcaster?
I mean, Todd. Well, the Toddcast.
Oh, see,
of course.
Jamie, again, I knew it.
That's you just, and Dax Shepard.
I can go with that.
Absolutely.
Joe Rogan. No.
I mean, there's
tons I love.
Right. Well, tell us, because we've talked a lot about the songs that were remakes and that you did duets with, but this new album that you have out, Sometimes, called Sometimes, Tell us the new songs that you have out. Tell us the ones that you really love, why you love them, how they spoke to you.
I think, my favorite song on the album is Someone Sometimes. I loved the song when I wrote it, and I knew I wanted to record it, but John Paul White is my vocal crush. Like, maybe not as far as you with Faith Hill, but right. He would be my person
right.
in the industry that who I love, and I think he's like really sexy and he's amazing, but mm-hmm. his voice is so mysterious and sad. Like, it's just, there's just like a melancholy sadness to me to his voice mm-hmm. and to that music that the Civil War's created, and a lot of his music too is still that way. It's very somber. So it was just a long shot. You know, I got his telephone number and I'm like, am I really going to text him? I don't know him. This is so weird, you know, and I'm texting him out of the blue. And then when he said, oh, I would love to, I was like, oh my God, he said he was going to sing. Rod, I can't believe it. And Rod's like, calm down. He's like, you're too old for this.
No. And isn't
it great?
He said
I was embarrassing myself is what he said.
But isn't it great when you love someone like that yeah. and you, in your mind, you envision what they're going to be like, what their, you know, what their personality is really going to be. And then when you finally meet them, they're even better.
Well, I still haven't even met him.
Really?
We wrote at EMI.
Because they did that one.
Okay. Yeah, he lives in Alabama, but he wrote at EMI when I wrote there, and we never even knew each other. Then we had all these friends, mutual friends, but he sent back the vocal. He actually said to me, how about if this is a duet? Because I just thought he would sing harmony on the song. Mm-hmm. And so it's called Someone Sometimes, like who wants to be someone sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought from a female perspective, you know, I could relate and a lot of my friends could relate. But he's like, you know, guys go through this too. What if I sang the second verse? And I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to hear it. So when he sent it back, I was like, oh, I just had chills. It sounds so good.
I love that.
So it's really my favorite song now.
Okay.
You know, I asked Jay this when I interviewed Jay, and so I'm going to ask you. When you came to Nashville, who was the person that you really wanted to meet the most?
Probably Shania Twain.
And when you, out of all the people that you've met, who were the greatest things in the world, and what was your disappointment?
The greatest thing. Well, you know what I loved was I felt like as soon as I got my deal and got some music out there, people were so welcoming. Uh-huh. The Flats, I mean, we were out kind of at the same time. So those guys, I felt like we did a lot of shows together. And then, of course, their star kept rising and mine was kind of like fading in and out like,
I never understood that because like you look a lot
star.
Better than they do.
Well, that's very sweet. But so they have always been super, super sweet, sweet guys, which I love to see. And Keith Urban has been, you know, so gracious every time I see him. But there are a couple. I'm not going to name names, but there are definitely a couple of people.
Let's play a game.
When Jay said he's going to name names.
No,
are you
I said
name
the same
names?
Thing that you did. I wouldn't oh, name names
yeah, I'm not going to name names.
Let's see if I can figure it out.
Nashville's
I thought Jay was
small.
Like, I'm going to name names.
So you've had a couple. Mm-hmm. Give me the instance to when you knew that they were not who you wanted them to be. What was that situation?
Just a general coldness and a feeling of, I don't have time for you. And I feel like in the country music community, everyone's so nice and effusive,
right.
you know, like
right.
everyone's outgoing and sweet. And I think I've always been raised that if you see someone that you know, even if you're not a celebrity, if you see someone that you don't really want
to
see, but that you know, you're still
supposed
gracious,
to,
you're still
right.
nice.
That's right.
And you still act like you're really happy to mm-hmm. see them, you know. But
I've got people that I loathe and they will go and post on their social media, oh my God, we're such good friends. He loves me. I'm like, now, bitch, I need an Academy Award because I really do not like you.
But there are people who keep up, you know, keep the wall around them, I guess, and they do it by, there's the little trick of just walking with your eyes down, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just walking right past people. And I've watched artists walk past kids who wanted to get their autograph. And it always stuck with me when I was about 10, I opened for Dolly Parton at the Michigan
gosh.
State Fair. And I was, you know, with my little autograph book and waiting for her to come off stage. And she just made a beeline for me. then she took me on her bus and like showed me her costumes.
Oh, I love it.
She was so sweet. And then it always stuck with me that that's the way to be. You know, that's how she and Reba's the same. Like they're so nice when they see people. They always have a smile on their face and they're ready to meet. They never meet a stranger, that saying. And right. I think that's the way we're supposed to be.
Right.
Well, you know, I think it goes back to it doesn't cost you anything to be nice.
Right.
And it doesn't cost you, that moment for you as a 10-year-old little girl has stuck with you all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be that to someone else and not even know it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing.
And make it that they'll never forget you. You know? And I think that's what Taylor Swift does. I think she has generations of fans and new fans all the time because she's always sweet and always nice. And she definitely with my daughter has been so sweet. Every time she goes to a concert or we go to a meet and greet, she's so nice to her. And she'll say, "Hey, dude, I haven't seen you in years." And my daughter always falls for it like she's remembered her. She knows me.
And that's okay.
It's sweet to a little
absolutely.
Kid. You know?
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, and in you know doing our show, you know, and teaching the kids how to be in public and what have you, I've always said that you get one chance to make a first impression. Be kind. It costs you nothing to be nice and can cost you everything to be ugly. Leave that to me. I don't mind being ugly if I need to.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
But now, I'm sorry, Jay.
Julie knows.
Yeah, right? But now, this new album, which you can tell that I'm absolutely loving, you wrote or co-wrote 10 out of the 12 songs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two songs that you didn't write. One, which is Spin the Bottle, which is
I played
so
that
fun.
So
written
many times.
By amazing, amazing women. I love Liz Rose. I have had the privilege to meet her, and she just, we just meshed, you know, I mean, from talking about cooking or, you know, whatever it was we were going on at the time. So I think it's amazing that you have Spin the Bottle with three amazing women songwriters. And also your Trying to Find Atlantis with Sarah Evans, which was not written by women,
but that's okay.
Written by two guys.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So
Carolyn Dawn Johnson, who wrote, I think it's Nicole Galleon, Liz Rose, and Carolyn. Carolyn Dawn Johnson's one of my best friends.
Love that.
And so that's how I got the song. And yeah, very excited to put that on there and that I got the chance to do it. Because, you know, I always want to cut songs that are nothing like what I would have written, you know?
Right.
And Spin the Bottle is one of those fun songs. It's like, that wouldn't really occur to me to write a song like that, you know, with some of those funny lines in it and everything. And Trying to Find Atlantis is the same way. Like, it's got some really cool visuals that I just, you know, like the pyramid in Memphis and stuff like that, you know, and the Elvis. And I don't know, it's just in Jiffy Lube. I mean, I never would have thought of putting that in a song. So.
Right.
It brings a whole new perspective that you can then make it your own just with the vocals. So I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, Jamie, I mean, I am so impressed with this new album.
Thank you so much. I know you've got it in your car.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be my shower music tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm actually going to, as bad as I hate to do it, I'm going to have to change my rotation and put this at the top.
Okay.
Because folks, when I tell you, it's absolutely amazing. And Jamie does not disappoint. You know, the way that she writes, the way that she sings, she is absolutely a force to be reckoned with.
Thank you so much.
And I am blessed to know you. I'm blessed to call you my friend.
Thank you.
And I'm going to post, folks, this afternoon, I'm going to post the links to where you can go and listen to the new album, to where you can download it.
So would you want to tell us now, where can you download?
So Spotify, Apple Music, you can get it on Amazon.com.
Okay.
Of course, Amazon Music. All the digital platforms have
it.
And again, you can order it on Amazon or on my website.
Okay. Well, then, folks, I'm going to be posting all of the ways that you guys can be just as impressed with my friend Jamie O'Neill as I am. And it will be on, you know, at Todd Chrisley on Instagram and Julie. And then Savannah is going to be posting as well, because we firmly are committed to making sure that the world gets to hear what Jamie has to sing.
Y'all are so sweet.
Folks, With that being said, we're out of time, but I thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week. Thank you very much for continuing to push the ratings up for Chrisley Knows Best and now for Growing Up Chrisley. So I thank each and every one of you for that. And until next week, good luck and God bless.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like... Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.